Welcome to episode 750 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 3, in the book of Proverbs, as we search for Jesus, in every book of the Bible. In the intricate tapestry of life, wisdom emerges as the golden thread, weaving through the ages, imparting discernment, and leading to true understanding. The book of Proverbs, laden with jewels of wisdom, beckons us to delve deeper into the essence of true wisdom, and embrace it as a guiding light. True wisdom, according to this book compiled by Solomon, is not merely the acquisition of knowledge, or the attainment of intellectual prowess. It is the infusion of divine discernment, the ability to see life through God's lens, and the application of heavenly principles to earthly situations. According to Proverbs 9 verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. While Jesus does not directly use the phrase fear of the Lord in the manner found in the Old Testament, he does touch on concepts related to it. The fear of the Lord is often understood as a mix of reverence, awe, and respect toward God, leading to obedience to his commands. Here's how Jesus addressed related ideas. In Matthew 10 verse 28, Jesus says, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell." This verse emphasizes the priority of revering God above all else. In the verses immediately following the aforementioned passage, Jesus speaks about God's detailed care for sparrows and humans, implying that while we should have reverential awe for God, we should also understand his profound love and care for us. When teaching his disciples to pray, as recorded in Matthew 6, verses 9-13, and Luke 11, verses 2-4, Jesus begins with, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." The word hallowed reflects a deep respect and reverence for God's name. The inception of true wisdom is intertwined with a reverential fear of the Lord. It is a profound acknowledgement of God's omnipotence, omniscience, and sovereignty. It is in bowing before his holiness that the wellsprings of wisdom are unlocked. Proverbs 2 verse 6 tells us, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding." God is the fountainhead of wisdom, and it is in seeking him that we are endowed with this precious gift. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 24, that Christ is the power of God, and the wisdom of God. In this way, knowing Christ, and following his teachings, becomes synonymous with true wisdom. Proverbs personifies wisdom as a companion and protector. It is likened to a sister or intimate friend, in Proverbs 7 verse 4, guarding the paths of the just, and protecting those who cherish her. Wisdom shields us from the pitfalls of life, and the snares of the adversary, steering us toward righteousness and peace. Jesus also personifies wisdom. In Matthew 11 verse 19, and Luke 7 verse 35, Jesus responds to accusations about his behavior, and that of John the Baptist, by saying, "Wisdom is vindicated by her deeds, or by all her children," in some translations. He emphasizes that true wisdom is often recognized through its outcomes, rather than superficial judgments. True wisdom is intensely practical. It is not a dormant entity, or a mere philosophical concept, but is active and dynamic. It aids in decision-making, permeates our interactions, and governs our conduct. It molds our character, shaping us into individuals of integrity, diligence, and moral uprightness. Proverbs 10 verse 8, "The wise in heart accept commands, but a chattering fool comes to ruin." Jesus' teachings, especially the parables, often provide insights into daily living, human behavior, and the consequences of our choices. Consider the parable of the Good Samaritan. Beyond its spiritual implications, this parable also teaches practical wisdom about compassion, breaking societal barriers, and caring for those in need. The moral dimension of wisdom is emphasized throughout Proverbs. Wisdom is not neutral, it is inherently good and righteous. It prompts us to shun evil, embrace purity, and walk in the light. It is the compass directing us to ethical choices, honest dealings, and just actions. According to Proverbs 14 verse 8, "The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways, but the folly of fools is deception." Let's break this down. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. This emphasizes the importance of self-awareness and discernment in one's actions. The folly of fools is deceit. This suggests that foolish individuals are either self-deceived or are in the business of deceiving others. Jesus often speaks of the importance of self-awareness and understanding one's path. For instance, in Matthew 7 verses 13 to 14, Jesus speaks about the narrow and wide gates, suggesting that the path of righteousness is narrow and less traveled. He prompts individuals to be intentional and discerning about their spiritual journey. Jesus frequently warns against hypocrisy and deceit, particularly among religious leaders. In Matthew 23 verse 25, he condemns the scribes and Pharisees for their hypocritical behaviors, saying, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you clean the outside of the cup and the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence." This underscores the idea that outward appearances can be deceiving, and true righteousness comes from an honest and pure heart. In Proverbs, wisdom is depicted as a life-giver, a wellspring of blessings, and a beacon of hope. It brings prosperity, honor, and happiness. Proverbs 3 verse 18, "She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed." By embracing wisdom, we are aligning ourselves with God's order, opening the floodgates of divine favor and eternal life. The concept of the tree of life is deeply rooted in biblical theology. It first appears in the Garden of Eden, and is later found in Revelation, where it symbolizes eternal life and healing. Jesus offers himself as the source of eternal life. In John 4 verse 14, the Lord speaks of the water he gives as becoming a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. Though this isn't the tree imagery, the idea of Jesus being the source of eternal life parallels the concept of wisdom being a tree of life. Take a moment to reflect and think about how to apply these notions of true wisdom to your life today. The journey towards wisdom begins with a pursuit. It is an earnest desire and a relentless quest for the divine. It involves seeking God, delving into His Word, and yearning for His truth. How fervent is your pursuit of wisdom? Is your heart attuned to the whispers of divine discernment? Reverential fear of the Lord is the cornerstone of wisdom. It is a heart posture of awe, worship, and surrender. It is recognizing God's supremacy and submitting to His Lordship. How is your walk with the Lord? Is it marked by reverence, devotion, and obedience? Wisdom is not mere intellectual assent to truth, it is the practical application of knowledge. It is living out God's principles, implementing His commands, and embodying His virtues. Are you applying the knowledge you acquire from God's Word in your daily life? Wisdom calls us to moral integrity. It is a commitment to righteousness, an adherence to God's moral standards, and a rejection of sin. Are you making choices that reflect moral integrity? Are your actions in alignment with God's righteousness? Embracing wisdom opens the door to a life of blessings. It brings peace, joy, fulfillment, and eternal rewards. Are you experiencing the blessings of walking in wisdom? Are you holding fast to the life-giving truths of God's Word? The tapestry of true wisdom, woven through the fibers of our being, calls us to a higher existence, a life marked by divine discernment, moral rectitude, and eternal blessings. As we embark on this sacred journey, may we be diligent seekers of wisdom, fervent lovers of God, and radiant bearers of His truth. Father, we thank You for the treasure of Your wisdom, available to us through Your Word. We ask for a heart that seeks You fervently, a spirit that walks in reverence, and a life that reflects Your moral integrity. Let Your wisdom permeate our being, guiding our steps, shaping our character, and leading us to the abundant life You have promised. May we be vessels of Your wisdom, radiating Your light and truth to a world in need. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.